episode 186,531. I hope the last 24 hours have been relaxing. We have to pay some bills, so here's a word from our sponsor. Every 168 Earth hours, remember to flush your sanitation unit toward the sun. It's always a good idea to feed your star. Stramard. Where there's a message, there's a prophet. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio. On the show today, we have the actor who portrayed Richard Smith in the pilot episode 4 of It, Peter Posib. I think I'm going to ask him about playing the character in Without War, I'd Smile. After that, we'll be chatting with the supergroup Pastoral Stardust. They'll then perform a portrait of Queen Bitch III off of their second album, The Rain Halts, The Shuttle Lifts Off, and Everyone Smiles. Before we get to that, let's have another commercial. Before January comes around, use the 13th month as a penance repository. Pay your taxes. Shelter a vagrant. Sun dump some trash. McGoogle. Healthy ether. Healthy solar system. Healthy self. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, episode 186,531. And now, without further ado, here's a clip from Of It. Please, enjoy. That's the end of chapter 13. Damn cell phones. Rise and fall of the Western Hemisphere via victimized eyes. Chapter 14 will cover the 100 years when murder was temporarily made legal. That was just an incentive, if you ask me. But I'm no killer. Chapter title: Happy Times. Next up, go to my part-time at 10 over 15, pick up Junior after school, and then get started on dinner.
Journal entry uploaded to central server.
Throw your back out again?
No, mother.
And where's your weight belt?
I don't know, mother.
Come on, man, I'm just watching your back.
So am I. Have you decided yet?
On going to an NA meeting for conspiracy theorists? Need it more than I do.
It's more pro than con. I told you that already.
You know, I barely have any time. What with my kid, my daily psychological stability entries, and this fakakta job. I'm tired.
That's just it. It's 2183, man. How is it you're stressed out? Don't you think there's something wrong?
You mean with me?
I mean, what about last Wednesday?
That was just a regular day.
Right. So people are normally violently accosted by senior citizens in broad daylight.
Uh-huh.
After trying to help said couple cross a busy street.
That's right.
The cops who arrested you for inciting a riot were just doing their jobs.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Right, right. And that lotto ticket you were going to purchase was, instead, purchased by this old couple who, in turn, won 375,000 credits. All of that was just coincidence.
Most likely.
So you admit that things constantly go wrong around you?
Or I could just have excruciatingly bad luck.
Okay. Well, you remember high school, right? All those years they skip over.
Wow. Logic jump.
Most of the 20th century is missing, Rich. It's just World War I, World War II, and The Matrix.
If those are the three good things to come out of that century, who am I to complain?
Look, we've known each other for a long time, right?
Since 10th grade.
Well, I'm a part of this group.
Whatever you want to tell me, don't.
Wait, what?
Your conversational structuring is flawed. At the very least, blunt.
Too many things don't add up. That alone should be reason enough to find out why.
Or more of a reason to leave things as they are. Put your shoulder to the grindstone and get back to work. I'm just saying. I know what you're getting to.
What? You can't possibly know about...
I like things the way they are. I love my son. I love this city. I know I say it all the time, Dale, but I really do love my life. My son can eat anything he can dream of. I can test drive any car that exists. Now or ever. I wouldn't change a thing.
Just trust me. Take this.
Where'd you find a flash drive?
If you play it, you can get one of your own.
What? Look, man, you know I don't have any peripherals that ancient. Nobody does anymore. I have to go pick up Junior from school.
Fine.
Unrecycled paper? Are you trying to get arrested?
Just go to this email address, open the file titled 08192021, turn up your speakers real loud, stand still. You understand?
Email numbers McFly Morrissey. Got it. Why do I keep hanging out with that guy?
A sword and a pick and a revolver by his side. Crambo killed la 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 la. Flop do little bug too large. That's a hard part right in there, and nephew. Crambo killed la 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 la. Flop do little bug too large. Did he cover up the bottom of Crambo? And the yodel goes right in there somewhere, but a little too high for me. Oh, where will the wedding supper be, Crambo? Where will the wedding supper be, Crambo? Where will the wedding supper be? Way down yonder in a eucalyptus tree, Crambo. Crambo killed la 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 too long as it ain't coming up top bottom and crumble.
This should be interesting. Eight, 19, 20, 21. Don't move, Rich. Kidding me, did someone just take a picture? Impossible. A printer? And an actual computer monitor? What the?
Mom! The ghost is back!
Excuse me, I'm very much alive.
Right, this again. Look, I'm sure you're sick of being alone. You should go on up or down or wherever. Just cross over already, for Pete's sake.
What? All right. Don't move. Don't move. There's no place like... Check the web. History seems the same. Nothing's changed. Huh. I may be the first time traveler to ever do so without creating some kind of paradox. I hope Junior ate the sandwich I left for him in the fridge. Max! Max! Here, kitty kitty. The unstable temporal rift must have created a gravity well. Everything on the perimeter of the explosion must have had one of two things happen. Either every proton in Max's body was pulled in like a whirlpool, or gravity just ripped every atom to the vertex. How do I know that? Implosion, explosion, potato, tomato. Wait a... Look at them. Look at them all. They don't know what waits for them. Between the veil of reality and the mind, the past and the present, life and death, there is nothing. Nothing but darkness. C.S., I think it's time for a change, don't you?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Welcome back to Ferryman Radio. That apparently was the entire episode, and not just a clip from Ovid. Someone give me my dueling pistol and a bullet. I'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsor. Have you checked your pill stores lately? Remember, choline, calcium bicarbonate, and telomerase supplements are a must-have for any ferryman. This message is brought to you by the good folks at Soul Investments and Grand News Incorporated. Ferryman Radio, episode 186,531. We have some tragic news. On his way to the Star Radio Frequency Satellite, Peter Posiv was arrested by an emissary of the Intergalactic Police Force. Apparently, he's wanted for questioning regarding the transdimensional thievery scandal. If he really did steal that black hole container, I now consider that man to be a god. Tragically, Pastoral Stardust also will not be joining us today. It seems the New UK have won in the New UK v. Pastoral Stardust court case. It seems as if monarchy still don't have much of a sense of humor. No big deal. It's not like I'm gonna delete those tracks from my central server. Anyway, we'll be back after a word from Gallup Hole. You're listening to Ferryman Radio. There are 13 months in an Earth calendar year. How are you going to volunteer after December? Donate your bandwidth and help us catch the stellar pirate Starf. Gallup Hole, policing the skies with your permission for over a century. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, episode 186531. It's been an intriguing day, if I may say so myself. I've got to go, but until we meet again, goodbye, space. If you'll be there next time, so will I.